welcome back to Weird on the Rocks. This is a podcast that explores the weird, unusual, strange, and unexplained, all while getting our drink on. I'm your host, Katie. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about sleep paralysis. This is a topic that I've had on my list for a long time and didn't really think much about it, but recently I experienced two different sleep paralysis episodes myself, and it kind of got me interested in this topic again, so I figured what better time to do an episode on it than right now. I have only experienced sleep paralysis a handful of times in my life, and until it happened the last two times, it had been at least, I think, a year since my last experience. But there are a lot of people who experience it regularly, multiple times a week. After this last time that I had it, I woke up and was feeling normal again, and I was telling my husband about it, and he has never experienced sleep paralysis before, and it really just kind of got me interested in what exactly it is and why it happens to some people and not others, and the severity of their experiences, and why, you know, some people have it much more regularly and why some people have it much more severe than other people with a lot more crazy hallucinations than others. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about what exactly sleep paralysis is, or at least what experts think it is, the history of sleep paralysis throughout different cultures and time, and read some stories from listeners about their sleep paralysis experiences. Today's episode is going to be a little bit more casual and more conversational compared to some of my other episodes, but I hope you enjoy it and maybe learn something new and don't get too freaked out. You can find Weird on the Rocks on Facebook and Instagram at Weird on the Rocks Podcast, Twitter at Weird_Rocks, and the website weirdontherocks.weebly.com. Please rate and review the show on iTunes and subscribe wherever you're listening now so you always get the latest episode straight to your device. Before we get into the good stuff, I want to share this week's beverage of choice. Tonight, I'm drinking another Sauvignon Blanc. That's my favorite go-to right now. This one's from the Dark Horse brand. And this was actually a gift from my lovely, lovely friend, Caitlin. She was listening to the show and heard me mention that my quarantine stash was getting a little low. And she was an angel and dropped this off at my house. It was such a nice surprise. So thank you, Caitlin, for sponsoring this episode. All right, well, let's get into it. Cheers and let's get weird. What exactly is sleep paralysis? According to WebMD, it is described as, quote, sleep paralysis is a feeling of being conscious but unable to move. It occurs when a person passes between stages of wakefulness and sleep. During these transitions, you may be unable to move or speak for a few seconds up to a few minutes, end quote. Sleep paralysis typically happens either when you are falling asleep, which is called hypnagogic or pre-dormital sleep paralysis, and if it happens when you're waking up, it's called hypnopompic or post-dormital sleep paralysis. Most experts believe that sleep paralysis is caused by waking up before your REM cycle is complete. REM sleep is short for rapid eye movement, and it usually starts about 90 minutes after you fall asleep. REM happens in stages, with the first stage only lasting about 10 minutes, and the last stage lasting about an hour. During this time, the body is the most relaxed, and your eyes move around rapidly, and you experience dreams. During this stage, your body has low muscle tone, meaning that you are completely relaxed so that you are not acting out your dreams. Your breathing quickens, and your pulse rises. Sleep paralysis occurs when your brain becomes conscious and aware before your body does. This often leads to the feeling of being paralyzed, feeling like you're being choked or have a heavy weight on your chest, hyperventilating, and auditory and visual hallucinations. Some people see shadows and dark figures, and some report feeling a sense of doom or that something bad is about to happen to them. In fact, the term nightmare came from the phenomena of sleep paralysis. Mare, spelled M-A-R-E, is a female demon or goblin who torments people in their sleep. A Scandinavian story from the 13th century tells the tale of the Swedish king Vinlandi, who was killed in his sleep by a mare. And German fables tell cautionary tales of mares and how to ward them off by getting into bed backwards or keeping something steel in your bed while you sleep. Many cultures also believe in a male demon called an incubus, which visits people in their sleep and sits on their chest, causing sleep paralysis. Throughout history, sleep paralysis and evil demons that visit in the night have been referenced by people all over the world. In William Shakespeare's 1594 play Romeo and Juliet, he wrote about an evil entity he referred to as the old hag, which is a demon that sits on its victim while they are sleeping, rendering them unable to speak or move. The old hag is an old woman, usually with long fingernails and long straggly hair. And in the short story titled In the Snows of Kilimanjaro by Ernest Hemingway, he made mention of the phenomena by saying, quote, "It moved up closer to him and now he could not speak to it. And when it saw he could not speak, it came a little closer, and now he tried to send it away without speaking, but it moved in on him so its weight was all upon his chest, and while it crouched there, he could not move or speak," end quote. In 1781, the Swiss artist Henry Fuseli painted his rendition of sleep paralysis in a now famous oil painting titled The Nightmare. The dark painting depicts a sleeping woman sprawled out on a bed with a demon sitting on her chest. And in 1909, Munich artist Fritz Schwimbeck painted My Dream, My Bad Dream, which shows a female demon called a succubus on top of a sleeping man. Experiences of sleep paralysis can be found throughout many cultures in the world. In Canada, the Inuit people believe that when we are sleeping, we are the most vulnerable, and that sleep paralysis is a supernatural phenomena that is the result of shamans attacking individuals in their sleep. In the Japanese culture, sleep paralysis is called kanashibari, which means bound or fastened in metal, and is the belief that a vengeful spirit is trying to choke you when you sleep. In Japan, young adults are more likely to report experiencing sleep paralysis, and I found an entire article by the Japan Times titled How Japan's Teens Can Avoid Sleep Demons, written by Rowan Hooper. In this article, Hooper says, quote, "A nationwide survey of junior and senior high school students in Japan, conducted in 2011 by the Nihon University School of Medicine in Tokyo, found that of the 90,000 questionnaires analyzed, 35% of respondents reported having nightmares, and 8% experienced kanashibari, or sleep paralysis. This is compared to 6% of the general population in the United States," end quote. And the Brazilian culture believes in a female demon called the pisadeira, which is described as an old woman with long fingernails who hides out on roofs at night, then tramples on the chests of those who sleep belly up. Many people who get sleep paralysis seem to have common themes in their experiences. These include seeing dark or shadowy figures, seeing a man wearing a hat, being touched by someone or something, being visited by aliens, feeling like someone is watching you, having out-of-body experiences while seeing an aerial view of oneself, and auditory hallucinations such as hearing a loud buzzing or screeching sound. Clinical documentations of sleep paralysis date back centuries. In 1664, a Dutch physician named Isbrand van Dimmerbroek referred to it as, quote, "incubus or the nightmare," end quote. In his medical diagnosis of a female patient who was experiencing sleep paralysis, the physician wrote, quote, "In the nighttime, when she was composing herself to sleep, sometimes she believed the devil lay upon her and held her down, sometimes that she was choked by a great dog or thief lying upon her breast so that she could hardly speak or breathe. And when she endeavored to throw off the burthen, she was not able to stir her members. And while she was in that strife, sometimes with great difficulty, she awoke of herself, sometimes her husband hearing her make an inarticulate sound," end quote. And just as stories of sleep paralysis date back centuries, so do the treatments for it. The first documented medical treatment for sleep paralysis was from a physician of the ancient Roman Empire who believed sleep paralysis could be cured through, quote, bleeding, drastic purgatives, and friction of the extremities, end quote. In the 10th century, Akhwani Bukhari wrote The Learner's Guide to Medicine, which claimed that sleep paralysis was not connected to demons or supernatural entities, but was purely a physical condition caused by phlegm rising from the stomach during sleep and suffocating the brain. He also believed that bloodletting, or large amounts of bleeding, was the cure. Many Christian and Catholic texts show that their belief was that sleep paralysis could only be cured through prayer and exorcism. And in 1753, Dr. John Bond wrote a document titled An Essay on the Incubus or Nightmare, in which he said the cure was to shake the person awake or poke them with something sharp. Modern Western medicine does not have a cure for sleep paralysis, but does link it to some underlying conditions, such as narcolepsy, migraines, bipolar disorder, anxiety, and depression. People with these conditions are more likely to experience sleep paralysis, as well as those who struggle with substance abuse. You are also more likely to get it during times of high stress in your life or after a traumatic event. Men and women are equally susceptible to sleep paralysis, and it usually first occurs in the teenage years up into the 30s, with middle-aged and elderly people experiencing it far less. Sleep paralysis is also believed to be genetic, so if a parent has experienced it, their offspring is more likely to experience it as well. The prevailing medical advice I could find online is to get at least 8 hours of sleep a night, go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, and stay hydrated. In my research, I found that if you are experiencing sleep paralysis to a point that it is interfering with your life, that you should talk to your doctor and perhaps seek treatment for an underlying mental health issue. I have also found many resources that suggest that sleep paralysis is entirely a physical experience and that our brains make up hallucinations in a way to justify what is happening. People used to see ghosts and demons, while in modern times, a lot of people see shadow figures, aliens, or people dressed in black. Some believe that we are now seeing these images more because these types of characters are seen more in pop culture, and our brain is mixing things from our conscious and subconscious. However, there are many who believe that the images seen during sleep paralysis are 100% real and are actually happening. I'm now going to read some stories sent in from listeners who have experienced sleep paralysis, and I'm also going to tell my story. Luckily, I've only had it a handful of times, and none of mine have ever been scary in nature. Unfortunately, a lot of people do have experiences that are very unnerving for them and make them feel afraid or like something bad is going to happen. Mine have all been very similar. I feel like I wake up, I look around my room, and everything looks exactly the same. It's the same time of day. My room looks exactly the same, but I cannot move. I can barely open my eyes, and my body feels extremely heavy, almost like I've been drugged. I'm very sluggish. It's like the feeling when you're in a dream and you're trying to run and you're weighed down and you can't move. That's how it feels. The last time it happened, I remember trying to open my mouth to talk, but it felt like my lips were super glued shut. I always experience some sort of auditory hallucinations too. I will hear people outside my window talking or music playing, but it's not actually happening. This last time I hallucinated that my neighbors were outside having a really intense fight and that they were yelling and cursing at each other, which didn't actually happen and has never happened before. One time I fell asleep when my husband wasn't home and I woke up and couldn't move, and I heard his car pull into the driveway, and then I heard him come into the house, walk up the stairs, and he came into the room. He was talking to me, but I couldn't speak or move at all. Then all of a sudden I felt all the way awake and was able to actually move, and my husband wasn't home. He came home about an hour later, and I asked him if, you know, he'd come home if he had forgotten something, and None of that had ever happened. I also had an experience where my grandma, who passed away a couple years ago, came into my room, sat on the bed, and kissed my cheek, and she said she loved me, all while I was laying there and I couldn't move or speak to her. I was trying to open my mouth and tell her, you know, that I loved her too, but I couldn't. And then she was gone. And then I kind of fully woke up and was able to move again. I feel really lucky that none of mine have been scary, and they all just kind of feel like normal, everyday things. I've hallucinated that my husband was in the bathroom for a really long time with like the fan on, and I was asking him like, is your stomach okay? You were in the bathroom for a really long time. And he's like, nope, that definitely never happened. And the time that I, you know, hallucinated seeing my grandma, I would actually classify that as like a very positive, happy feeling hallucination. So I always feel bad for the people that have these crazy, demonic, scary experiences. Knock on wood, that's never happened to me before. I've also noticed that I have only gotten sleep paralysis when I take naps. It has never happened to me at night, at least not that I can remember. And I also never get it when my husband is in bed next to me. The last couple that I can remember over the last few years were always when he was gone or downstairs or in another room, never when he's right next to me. So I'm kind of curious as to if he would know if something was going on if I had it while he was next to me, although he's a very heavy sleeper. So chances are he wouldn't, but maybe I'm able to like squeak out some noise or touch him or something to let him know that something's happening. I don't know. I guess we'll see. All right. So now I'm going to share some experiences from people that have written into me. I've talked to a few friends who say that they have seen creepy figures in their room. My friend Brittany said that one time she saw a zombie face floating above her. And another time she saw the image of those theater masks, you know, the black and white ones that show a smiling face and a sad face. She calls them like the drama faces. And she saw those in her room. She said that when sleep paralysis happens, she forces herself to fall back asleep and then wakes up later and she feels normal again. My friend Rachel also has sleep paralysis and said, quote, I remember the very first time I had it was at my grandma's house and I thought that I was dead. I tried calling for my cousin who was next to me, but I couldn't. It still scares the shit out of me. The last time it happened was in Vermont last August and I was just stuck. I screamed help, which actually came out. And of course, my boyfriend was like, what the fuck? I've never seen shapes or figures like a lot of other people do. I always just feel like I'm dying. I've tried to research it myself, and some people think it's linked to migraines, which I do get. The fact that I have sleep paralysis makes me absolutely terrified of having to get surgery because I am convinced I will be one of those people who wake up under the knife but are unable to say anything, end quote. Yeah, I mean, I think all of us have that fear of surgery where you can feel it and you can't tell them that you feel it. That's terrifying. But for my friend Rachel, I've had surgeries before and I always did fine with the anesthesia. So I don't think that there's a link between sleep paralysis and, you know, like aversion to anesthesia or whatever. But yeah, hopefully that's not a real thing because that is terrifying to think about. All right, I'm now going to read a few longer stories of experiences that some of my listeners have sent to me. This first one comes from Kyle, and he says, quote, I've had a lot of trouble with dreaming and sleep in general the last few months, but my sleep paralysis has been getting worse. Some nights I'll fall asleep and wake up seconds later, unable to move, with my jaw jittering and seeing figures in my room. Sometimes I can't even sleep because every time I fall asleep, I have an episode. I'm a biologist, so this doesn't scare me as much as it did when I was younger. My sleep paralysis has been getting a lot worse, though. Two nights in particular frightened me more than usual. One night a few months ago, I couldn't sleep. I was going into minor paralysis every time I shut my eyes. I decided to try and sleep on my side, which I don't normally do, and see if that could help. I did, and I had another episode. I lived in my university residence during the time, and about 2 feet from the bed is a hallway leading to my door. I could not move, and I saw a small black figure grab the edge of the wall and peer around the corner at me. I heard it say in a dark, cryptic voice that I wouldn't be able to get away that easily. I assume it was referring to me going on my side. The second actually happened last night. I had the same issue. I couldn't fall asleep, and a string of paralysis episodes happened. I was lying on my back and tried again to sleep. Another episode started and there was a black figure almost face to face with me. I have never seen any sleep paralysis demons so clearly. It was small, dog-like in the face. It had a snout and pointy ears. It was all dark but had white eyes that were staring at me. It was really intense, and then it shifted. It reached a clawed hand out and grabbed my right arm. It felt so harsh and it felt so real. I don't think it made any noise, but it looked so real. A humanoid dog figure grabbing and staring at me. I managed to wake up a few moments later, but it was the most intense moment I had. I think the figure in these two nights was the same, and I'm still freaked out, end quote. All right, this next one is an anonymous email I received, and it says, quote, "So I was maybe 14 when this happened. It was about 6 a.m, and I was woken up by my brother walking into my room. I know this because I was facing my door, so I could see him walking in just by opening my eyes. He starts walking towards me with this over-exaggerated grin and blank eyes. Confused, I call out to him, but he doesn't respond and continues walking past the end of my bed. At this point, I realize two things. One, I'm completely paralyzed from the neck down, and two, my brother doesn't live with us anymore. By now, I can no longer see him because he has walked behind where I'm laying on my side. This is when I start to feel the bed shifting under me and a claw-like hand rolling me onto my back. He got super close to my face and just stared into my eyes with that over-exaggerated grin while tears were streaming down my face. Finally, after what felt like minutes passed, he slowly backed away from me and crawled under my bed. Immediately after I saw this, I could move again and was too afraid to look under the bed in fears that it was going to grab me. Now I think it's pretty safe to say it was sleep paralysis, but it was still the most terrifying thing that has ever happened to me," end quote. Okay, this next one is from Cameron, and he says, quote, "This happened a few years ago. I was sleeping over at a friend's house. We went to sleep, and late at night when I was asleep, I saw a tall, completely black silhouette enter my bedroom. It had on a top hat, a coat, and looked like a male. At the end of the bed was a chair. He sat there and stared at me. I was sort of asleep, but not awake either, in a sleep paralysis, and he started talking to me. He asked some stuff, I asked some questions, and he answered. It was about 5 years ago, so I can't really remember exactly what we talked about. It looked like he was genuinely interested in me, though, for some weird reason. Suddenly, a second shadow appears. This one was the black silhouette of a woman crawling towards my bed. The hat man told me to not move or look at it and that it won't notice me. He told me that she was not good. The crawling woman then left, and at dawn, the hat man disappeared. I've read that many people who encounter the top hat man are terrified and describe it as a bad experience, but mine wasn't terrifying at all. I could sort of sense that it wasn't really good either. Maybe something in between," end quote. This next one comes from Elizabeth, and she says, quote, "After a long while of not experiencing sleep paralysis, I've suffered yet another episode only 2 days ago. This one was extremely strange, as the things that I saw were not exactly orthodox or regular sleep paralysis experiences. Right before I had my episode, I dreamed that I was returning a book to a bookshelf that I had in my room. I then began walking to my bed, and for some reason, I thought, within the dream, gosh, I sure hope there isn't any spiders in the bookshelf. What happened next was very odd. An image of a spider suddenly appeared, overlaying my dream. Then the spider split into two spiders, and a large fiery background appeared, engulfing the two spiders with the sound of horrifying screams in the background. I then woke up, face down, completely paralyzed. The only thing I could see was a spider crawling very close to me in my blankets. It looked very real. I remember that I was calling out to my mom in a desperate voice, but no sound was coming out of my mouth. I tried to move, but it felt as though an arm was pinning me down, leaving me at the mercy of that spider. After feeling myself struggle for a while, I finally snapped out of my paralyzed state and I jumped out of bed. I checked my blankets to see if any spiders were there, and there were absolutely none. I don't really understand the significance of this particular experience because I haven't been afraid of spiders in a really long time. The only thing I'm wondering is, why a spider? The spider in question looked like one of those venomous ones, but it was formed out of wisps of something that looked like smoke. It was clearly a shadow, but it had a three-dimensional look to it, and the spider's features were extremely clear," end quote. Okay, and the last story for today comes from Shayna, and she says, quote, A little backstory. I used to get sleep paralysis often when I was between 5 to 9 years old. It was always obviously really scary, and I would tell my parents about it, and they'd brush it off and just say that they were bad dreams. Once I stopped, I was glad, but the memory of what happened and how I felt during them and after with the lack of understanding from my parents always really bothered me. Now I'm in my 30s, and a couple weeks ago, I finally had it happen again. I woke up around 1 after going to bed pretty early and was up for a while on my phone waiting to get tired again and fell back asleep around 4. I had this dream I was going to take a shower. It wasn't in my own home, and the bathroom was almost set up like a long hallway. There was a door to get in it, which I closed behind me. But beyond the shower area, there was a doorway with a really sheer curtain or clear tarp thing, and a room beyond that with no lights on. All I could see was a vanity and a mirror and what looked like white glowing eyes under it. I didn't think much of it and got into the shower. I did normal shower stuff, and then I stepped out and grabbed a towel, and then I heard a girl's voice go, "Wait." I'm facing the shower, which wasn't running anymore, and this girl's like, "I wanted to show you this really quick." Then she proceeded to do a dance that I've seen on TikTok like 600 times lately. But as she's doing it, every time she blinked, one of her eyes would go completely black. Then the other would go black. Then normal again. I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of weird. Then I hear growling coming from that dark room I mentioned being beyond the shower area. I look over and see the white glowing eyes moving a little bit, and I get nervous. Then I look back at the girl, and she's now laying under the water that suddenly appeared in the bathtub, and all I see is a ton of black hair floating until she opens her eyes, and they're both completely black, and she starts screeching. I started to run now towards the door to get out, but kept looking behind me at the other doorway, and the eyes were getting closer, and the growling was getting louder and louder. I end up with my back against the door, and the eyes cross the threshold of the doorway, and it's this floating ball of black mist, and it zooms up to me, and it sounds like I'm being attacked and like eaten, because there's the sound of flesh being ripped apart, and the thing is just straight up attacking my neck. Anyway, needless to say, I am panicking and wake up halfway. I'm aware I'm in my bed, but can't get my eyes open until I start to scrunch my toes and wiggle my fingers. Then my eyes open slightly, and I can see the sun is coming up a little bit, but I'm struggling for what feels like an hour trying to get up. Then boom, I'm back in the dream for a split second, and the thing is attacking me again. I come out of the dream almost immediately, and yet I'm still stuck in paralysis with my eyes half open and my toes wiggling, and I just keep trying to scream. Finally, sound starts to come out of my mouth, and all I can just do is moan loudly. I co-sleep with my 1-year-old baby, and I'm so glad for that, because as soon as she picks her head up and locks eyes with me, I got out of the sleep paralysis and could finally get up. Damn, it was so scary. Hopefully I can go another 20 years without it happening again, though. End quote. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed those stories. It's so interesting to me that everyone has different experiences, yet there are definitely some commonalities between most of them. Sleep paralysis obviously has a physical side to it, such as the feelings of being paralyzed, feeling heavy, and not being able to open your eyes. But there's also a mental and psychological side to it too, obviously. A lot of people experience very similar hallucinations, and there's still no real answer as to why or how that happens. Some believe that the entities we see during sleep paralysis, such as demons, the old hag woman, shadow people, the man in the hat, they believe that these are actually real. Perhaps these are entities from another realm or plane of existence that can only interact with us while we are in a dream state so that they maybe can't be detected. Or maybe these images that people are seeing are just a shared hallucination that is influenced from outside sources. Maybe people experience similar things because we are exposed to similar media. Back in the day, people used to hallucinate about seeing demons and goblins, and while a lot of people still do see those, many people nowadays see dark figures, aliens, shadow people without faces, and evil animal-like creatures. Maybe this is because there are more TV shows, books, movies, and video games with these types of entities, and they are basically just spilling over into our dreams. I personally think that what we experience during sleep paralysis is not real. I think it's solely a physical condition caused by not finishing a REM cycle, and we basically wake up prematurely where our mind is awake, but our body hasn't caught up yet. I think that this is such a foreign phenomena for the body and the brain that it basically kind of just creates its own reasoning behind what's happening. Something is physically happening that our brain can't justify, and so it tries to connect the dots and uses imagery from media that we have consumed to explain what is physically happening. I think it's just this weird in-between state that happens, and while it's terrifying when it happens and you're in the moment, it's not really happening. Online, I found a lot of people who have sleep paralysis very frequently and have had it for years since they were kids, and a lot of them have come up with strategies on how to deal with it if it's interfering with your life. I found that most people say it only happens when they sleep on their back, so they try to avoid that position as much as possible, although that's kind of hard when you're sleeping. Many say that stress and anxiety increases their sleep paralysis, so try to minimize that as much as possible. Easier said than done, obviously. And seek out medical help, you know, if you do need medication for anxiety or depression or migraines or something like that. Some people find that when they're experiencing sleep paralysis, it can help to focus on your breathing and count your breaths and breathe as deep as possible. Really focus on the breath going in and out. Some find that praying has helped them and they focus on their words and their prayer, and that can kind of bring them out of their sleep paralysis as well. Many also say that being overly tired or changing their sleep schedule can increase their sleep paralysis. So try to stick to a schedule as much as possible if it's happening to you a lot. Well, that's going to be it for today. As always, I would love to hear what you guys think. I find sleep paralysis so fascinating, especially the fact that it doesn't happen to everyone and that, you know, everyone sees and experiences something different. I always have very mundane kind of experiences or positive ones, and I wonder why are mine not scary and some people's are. It makes me feel really bad for them. Imagine just going to sleep every night and having these horrible experiences that make you scared to go back to sleep. That just sucks, basically. I would love if more research could be done on the subject and, you know, really find some concrete data on why certain people experience it and others don't, and why we're seeing what we're seeing. But who knows if that'll ever happen. Please message me on Facebook or Instagram or email me at weirdontherocks@yahoo.com. If you have any thoughts about this topic or if you have any theories about what you think causes it, I would love to hear it. And thank you so much to all of you who sent in your stories. You guys always send in the best stuff, and I just really appreciate the engagement that a lot of you give me with this show. It's awesome. Thank you for hanging out with me today and for supporting the show. And I appreciate all of you. Until next time, cheers and stay weird.
That was a Titancast episode.